This is program number LW2234. Well, you know, one reason people have a hard time being liked is because they haven't yet learned to laugh at themselves. Hi, this is Larry West. Learn to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. It's the fellow who can laugh at himself who gets people to laugh with him. It happened during World War II. General Eisenhower was paying a visit to frontline troops. The particular company he was visiting that day had been through a lot of rough battles for weeks and weeks, and their morale was, to say the least, extremely low. General Eisenhower went there for the definite purpose of lifting up their sagging spirits. It was a rainy day, and the mud was ankle deep. The colonel in command of the troops led the general to the makeshift wooden platform. Eisenhower stepped up on it, walked to the edge of it, and began his talk. He told them what a fine job they were doing and how much the folks back home owed them. The men listened respectfully, but they were so blue, so discouraged, that it seemed it was going to take nothing short of their going home to lift their spirits. Eisenhower, feeling he had failed his task, cut his speech short, walked to the steps at the edge of the platform, and started to go down. Partway down, though, he slipped on the muddy steps and landed flat on his face in a large mud hole. Immediately, the GIs came to life. They roared with laughter. The colonel's temperature rose. He roared at his men, embarrassed at their behavior. He rushed to General Eisenhower and apologized profusely. "It's all right," Eisenhower said. He smiled, wiping the mud from his face, and said, "That fall did more for their morale than any speech I could have given." Sometimes the best way to win friends, the shortest route to success, is when you laugh at yourself. There's a Japanese proverb which goes this way: "He who smiles rather than rages is always the stronger." We could build on that. He who smiles at himself rather than rages when others laugh at him is always the winner. Think about this. When you've got a well-developed sense of humor, it means that you have a well-balanced personality. The better adjusted you are, the more readily you will respond to humor and jokes, cartoons, and everyday situations. Maladjusted people are those who show a far greater tendency to miss the point in a joke or funny remark, and they are the ones who take themselves too seriously, and not just themselves, but things which are meant to be funny. Mark Twain said that a sense of humor is one thing no one will admit not having. Everyone says he has a sense of humor, but when one genuinely has a sense of humor, he is the one who has the ability to laugh not only at situations, but even at himself. When Gerald Ford became president of the United States in the aftermath of Watergate a few years ago, public confidence in the country's leadership was not exactly all that great. In fact, it was at an all-time low. Well, because Ford had twice been appointed rather than elected, once to the vice presidency and then to the presidency, the public view of him in this country was at best skeptical. During the first few weeks in office, Ford opened one speech with these words. He said, "So much has happened in these few months since you were kind enough to ask me to speak here today. I was then America's first instant vice president, and now America's first instant president." He said, "The United States Marine Corps band is so confused, they don't know whether to play Hail to the Chief or You've Come a Long Way, Baby." See there? Ford poked fun at himself, and in the process, won for himself a lot of friends. That's the way it works. And so I've got a challenge for you today. Learn to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. All of us have handicaps. All of us have weaknesses. All of us have tensions. You know, learning to live with your faults, your weaknesses, is a lot like learning to ride a bike. As soon as you get your mind off yourself, the sooner you're likely to go zooming along in balance. And you can't learn how to ride a bike by reading a book. It's all right to read how, but sooner or later you've got to mount yourself and start pedaling. And as soon as you pedal along, there will be times when you fall down. When you fall, smile at yourself and relax those who come running up. If you will, there'll be a whole lot more around to help. There will. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says to everything there's a season. It says there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Learn to laugh at yourself. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.